Public service announcement.
Wee-oo.
That's a...
Ambulance. In Paris.
Hey, we got a really cool announcement. Super pumped, super excited. Grace and I came up with an idea along with some other friends, and she's about to fill you in on a new podcast that Grace is going to be heading up as the main host, and we're going to, tell us about it. What's up, Grace?
Shh, you're listening to Return By. So the podcast is called Return By, with a colon on the end, because it's going to be...
We all have colons on our end. Okay, go. Return By.
Yeah, so it's going to be a sort of a book club style podcast. So this came about because Father Brad and I both almost simultaneously had the same thought. I had been talking to my roommates, telling them that I needed a sort of like a spiritual director, except for like academic pursuits. So like I needed somebody to be like, hey, like, you know, just like light the fire under me and be like, hey, you need to read all these books that are on your list and you just don't ever get around to reading. And I think it's because, I mean, we both can relate to this, of being extroverts, you actually to sit yourself down and read a book is like hard sometimes because you're just
I'm going to pub quiz.
we're spending too much time at the bar playing trivia. No, but we want to hang out with our friends. We want to do stuff, you know, and be with people. And so sitting down is as great as that is. And we both appreciate, I think, having time to do that and actually sit down and read a good book. We don't do it naturally. And so we need somebody to kind of help us do it. So 2 days after I had this conversation with my roommates, Father Brad calls me and he's like, hey, I need somebody to help me like actually read the books that are on my list. And I was like, I cannot believe that you just said that, because that's what I was just talking about. So here we are, starting a podcast to keep ourselves accountable for reading the books that are on our list.
I just realized I was a troglodyte.
What does that mean?
If you read more, you'd know.
I probably would.
I think it's a word for like a person who's not smart or something. But I realized I needed to read more too. You know, I read the scriptures. I prepare for mass.
Yeah. I mean, we're reading all the time, but it's never like pointedly. I'm sitting down, I'm reading a book either leisurely or for spiritual edification or.
And it can be fiction. It's going to be fiction. It's going to be some theology. Yeah, it's going to be some nonfiction.
Whatever we feel like reading at the moment, whatever is been on our list for a long time maybe and we just haven't gotten to it.
Exactly.
We're gonna pull some of our friends in that are readers, some that just appreciate reading good literature and even theology, philosophy, that kind of stuff. So we'll do probably about a book a month, unless there's something that's longer or shorter that we find that we really want to read. But I think once a month will probably be the release date. But basically what we want to do is create a podcast that is interactive with our listeners, so that it's more of this community thing where people are reading along with us. So we'll post at the end of each episode, what book we're going to read next. And then we'll give you a return by date. So like as if you were checking out a book from a library and you had to bring it back by a certain date and there were no renewals allowed. So you have to finish it by a certain date.
This book will self-destruct.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is like for books that are really popular, you know, that just came out and everybody wants to read it. Like I remember back in the day when the Harry Potter books were coming out, it was like that where you could check it out from the library, but you could only have it for a certain amount of time and then you had to bring it back.
You didn't renew it.
You couldn't renew it because the next person on the list like had to get the book. So so that's basically what our podcast is going to be like. So you have this shot to read this book and you got to read it by a certain date. Otherwise, the podcast is going to come out and you're not going to be able to listen to the podcast finish the book.
You could listen later.
You could. But for us, the ones who are actually making the podcast, basically what we're trying to say is this podcast is not about y'all. It's about us.
That's true. And this is really why we're doing it. It forces us to read, which is a good thing. Hey, boundaries help us. Boundaries set you free.
It's true.
It's very Chestertonian, which is good because why? He's the first book we're reading.
Because he's the best, but also because he's the first book we're reading. So we chose a Chesterton book that is shorter. It's only 10 chapters. It's a fairly short novel, but it kind of gives you a great insight into the person that Chesterton is. It's called Man Alive, one word, Man Alive. And It's a comic novel, so it's funny.
It's funny, and but profound. I've
very
cried.
Profound. Oh yeah.
Let's not get into it. That's like
yeah. No, I mean that's what we're reading. So anyway, if you want to join us, read it. We're going to be posting the podcast soon. Will it be up?
Yeah, we'll be go find it. It'll be up by the time you listen to this. Hopefully, most likely, it's called Return By, with a colon right after the by, and
we'll be communicating via email. It'll be a Return By podcast at gmail.com. No colon in that name, just Return By podcast at gmail.com. So if you have questions or if you have input, we're going to be asking for input from people.
Yeah, your insights is a book club. So like, insights, oh, I really like this quote.
Like some fun challenges for things that you can do with the book. Some creative pursuits.
Haikus.
Yeah. So all kinds of stuff. So anyways, we want it to be kind of a fun and lively podcast. Lots of listener input, whatever we can get from whoever wants to join us.
So. Okay, Grace, get off my podcast.
Okay.
We'll see you at Return By. Peace.